Today is Tuesday, March 12th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessings as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite, with the aid of your Spirit, gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord! How profound your thoughts! Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
In a culture that values youth, I remember that the promise of God to His faithful ones is that even in my old age, I will bear fruit, staying fresh and green. There is not a point in my life where I become undesired by God, nor is there a moment when I am no longer capable of bearing life in His kingdom. To live in God's kingdom is to be generative, to create family wherever I go, just as Jesus did. Father, as this day ends, I confess to you that I don't always see things in the way you do. And I ask in gratitude that you would reorient my vision to see the beauty that exists all around me. I also ask that you would cultivate a generativity in me, that I would be filled with your life and find not just faces, but family in the people around me, wherever I go. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green.
I think about those in my life who are older than me, who have had a profoundly beautiful impact on my life and my relationship with God. I want to be that kind of person for those younger than me. But to do so requires that I am living in God's goodness now, and that I am able to see God's goodness in them, even and especially when they can't. I resolve to grow in the way that I look for God in my life and in that of those around me. Jesus, I yield to your way of life, that to get older is not to become less generative. Grow in me the life of your kingdom, and help me to really deeply see you in those around me. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone that I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.